Your EP has four songs on it, and all four have different tastes. You know, there's something different going on in all four. Just tell us a little bit about your inspirations. Why are you a musician?
The only thing is, it just naturally comes out of me. It's something that's so strong inside my body that I wouldn't be able to fight it if I tried. And when I'm writing, it's funny because, I write very different kind of styles. Similar, I guess, but I just don't try to stop whatever's naturally, you know, being said. Or when I play my instruments, I've self-taught, so a lot of the times I don't even know the notes I'm playing, but that's just, you know, where I feel like I should go. So, just inspiration from, like, things that happen in my life, also from watching other people and, you know, seeing things that they're going through and kind of my perspective on it. And maybe things that I'd like to say to them, and maybe sing a song. So yeah, just everything I go through on a daily basis.
Speaking of which, can we get the little VH1 Behind the Music of Ruin? What's that song about? I mean, it's super emotional. You sound You're really pissed off, but like in this really cool way. You got kind of like the lead singer of Garbage. You got that kind of voice going on there. I mean, just tell us about it.
Well, Ruin, actually, there's a funny story behind that song because I had just gotten out of a 5-year relationship that I had ended. And, you know, things had happened that brought me to have to do that. And we had to stay with friends and everything, and it was just, it started to be like high school drama talking about each other. And I really felt as though I was the bad guy in the situation where, you know, it was clear when we broke up why we were, and it seemed like it was an understanding that all of a sudden all this stuff was being said. And I couldn't talk to him because, you know, we didn't speak anymore. So I was so frustrated. There was so much I wanted to explain and so much I wanted to say that, you know, I just sat up I sat up all night, and I went to my computer, and I knew I couldn't write as fast as, you know, my thoughts were going. So I just turned on GarageBand. And I just started recording everything I'd say. And I put, like, just a simple 2-note melody to it, and that's how Ruin was formed. So I recorded it in that GarageBand, and I made a video a few months later because I actually forgot about the song. And I showed it to my guitarist at the time, and he was like, "We need to record this." And he produced this whole EP, and Ruin was the song that really stood out among all of them.
Okay, there are a lot of young singer-songwriters out there. I mean, what do you think makes you stand out among the crowd?
I think that, you know, I've been doing music a long time, and I've been doing it from the beginning where I was writing stuff that it was me, but I felt like I was trying to fit into some type of genre or trying to please somebody, and then I just hit a point where I didn't care about that anymore, and I'm just being completely honest with my songs, and I really feel that people can relate to that. And especially with Ruin, like in the past, I think I'd be a little bit afraid to, you know, say fuck or to really blow up on someone like that. But I'm fearless at this point, and I feel like it's been so long that there's no point in me stopping, so I'm going to be a fighter, you know?
Okay, the EP comes out in a couple of weeks. Musicians go through various stages during production. Sometimes they feel like, oh, this is the best feeling in the world. Like, this EP is going to rock the world. And then there's those other times where you're like, oh, man, I don't know. So where are you right now as far as your feelings on this EP?
I'm so excited. I never planned on releasing this. Like I said, it was just I recorded it to get it down. And then, and, you know, everyone's like, you need to put this out. So that really excited me, and it's been getting so much press right now that you know, it's validation. It lets me know that what I'm doing, you know, not only means a lot to me, but it's impacting other people. So I was like, at first I was a little nervous. I'm like, we're going to release this, and now I'm so excited. I'm so excited, and 2 weeks is going to fly by. I know that.
So if you had to look, you know, deeply within yourself, what do you think you need to do in order to get to the level musically that you want to get to?
I have to just keep writing. I have to really invest all my time to it and sacrifice a lot of things, but I'm okay with that. And I think that a lot of artists get destroyed very fast because, you know, they don't stay true to themselves and certain things distract them with the whole music industry. So, you know, I'm going to just make sure I keep my eye on the goal. Don't forget that.
Okay. The way music is now, it's much different from the way it was, you know, 20 years ago, where someone would buy a cassette or even a CD and they would listen to the entire album. Now, because of digital, people get to cherry pick, you know, like if your EP comes out, they're like, oh, what song am I going to download? And they'll download one, maybe two if you're lucky. If someone had to pick one song on this album that you felt was indicative of what you do musically, which one do you think that they should pick?
I think they should pick Ruin. I think it'll affect them the most, and I think that it will, you know, everyone goes through that time in a breakup, so I think that it's a song that, you know, it'll help someone because they feel as though someone's going through the same thing. But yeah, you're lucky today if someone downloads one song of yours and pays for it, so as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. As far as Full Again, can you just take us to, you know, again, like what the meaning of Full Again is? It sounds much different than Ruin.
Yes. Fall Again sounds a lot like my first EP. It was just like, you know, I had gotten on this relationship. I had seen a guy that I was dating a while back. And it was just, you know, I knew things weren't going to work out with him. But I had that, you know, 2 days where I felt like, you know, I fell in love or something. And it was, you know, let me fall for you again. Just let me have that few days of feeling good about it, you know. And then we'll have a bad day and I'll write a sad song.
Let's just say somehow, some way, you could be behind somebody while they're on their computer and they're on iTunes and they're getting ready to click on your album, but then they decide not to. And then they decide to click again. You know that feeling. You've been on iTunes before. You've done it. Should I buy it? Should I not buy it?
Yeah.
How do you convince them to click?
Oh.
What do you say?
I would tell them that they need... I would try to convince them, you know, because they need to support music and it's better to buy it. And maybe I show them my refrigerator and how empty it is. I'd be like, I need food, and that would help too. No, I don't know. I'd invite them to a show because I feel like my performance, you know, I just let myself go up there and I can connect with people. And once you do that, I think they're sold. So.
Okay. Listening to your music, like I said before, I hear like the inspiration of like Garbage and like Bob Dylan, a lot of good folk stuff, Velvet Underground. But if you could tell me a couple of songs on your iPod that you're absolutely ashamed of, but you love anyway.
I love Justin Bieber's new song, Boyfriend. My 5-year-old niece, she got me hooked onto that because she's got the Bieber fever for sure. But I'm not ashamed. I'll tell everyone. I like a lot of hip hop. I like mainstream hip hop. So that new Kanye West and Jay-Z album that's out,
uh-huh.
I really like that. But yeah, I mean, I'm not ashamed, I guess. There's nothing really on here that I don't know. But those are things you won't expect, I guess, from me.
Absolutely.
Justin Bieber.